A Canton woman is jailed on charges of aggravated arson, felonious assault, a weapons count, and menacing by stalking. 42-year-old Leslie Schaefer was arrested on warrants Tuesday. Schaefer is accused of setting off an explosion at a home in the 1600 block of Meadow Lane Drive Southeast in North Canton May 16th. The blast caused a fire. She also allegedly shot through a bedroom window. The bullet passed several feet from the victims, who were asleep inside. Schaefer reportedly waited for them outside their home and in a Starbucks parking lot and messaged them through an app pretending to be other people. The alleged activity occurred between May 1st and 16th. Schaefer's arraignment is set for tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Jackson Township Police are investigating a Saturday night shooting that sent one person to the hospital. Officers responded to a report of shots fired in the 5600 block of Lassiter Drive Northwest around 9:40. Police say two cousins were arguing when one of them shot the other twice in the leg. The victim was taken to Mercy Hospital. The case will be submitted to the prosecutor's office to determine if any charges will be filed. Investigators continue to look into the cause of a Memorial Day fire in Alliance. Around 8 a.m., firefighters were called to a group home for the developmentally disabled in the first block of East College Street. The residents were evacuated and staff told crews they believed there had been an electrical fire. Smoke was coming from the roof. Firefighters found flames in the ceiling of an upstairs bathroom. The blaze was contained to the bathroom and attic area. Crews from Sebring and Washington Township assisted at the scene. Damage is estimated at several thousand dollars. Sebring Village Council will explore expansion of fire and EMS services in Beloit. Fire Chief Mike Springer told lawmakers Tuesday that Sebring is responding to most emergency calls in Beloit. Sebring has a mutual aid agreement with the village, but officials believe it's being overtaxed. Village Manager Tim Gabrelsik cites a shortage of volunteers in Beloit's fire department. He is concerned about the possibility of delayed response times there, but Sebring must determine if it can provide additional service efficiently. Gabrelsik plans to meet with Beloit Village Council next month to discuss the potential for a contract for both services. Columbiana County elections officials have determined Danielle Menning won the Republican nomination for county municipal court in this month's primary. She defeated Kelly Linger by 33 votes out of over 8,700 cast. Any margin less than one half of 1% triggers an automatic recount. The recount was conducted and certified Tuesday. Menning remained 33 votes ahead of Linger, who had been appointed to the post last summer by Governor Mike DeWine to replace Judge Caitlin Dickey. No Democrats filed for the November election. The case of a Lisbon man charged with pandering obscenity and drug paraphernalia has been bound over to the Columbiana County Grand Jury. 42-year-old John McFarland appeared Tuesday in County Municipal Court, where he waived his right to a preliminary hearing. Authorities reportedly found him in possession of several videos showing children being sexually assaulted or engaging in sexual activity last week. McFarland also is accused of emailing 9 videos depicting minors taking part in sex acts. He allegedly sent a video showing a male juvenile engaged in sexual conduct through social media in October 2022. McFarland was suspended from his position as a substitute teacher for the Columbiana County Educational Service Center. A judge has sentenced a Ravenna Township woman to 4 to 6 years in prison for providing drugs that led to overdoses. Visiting Judge John Enlow handed down the punishment Tuesday to 40-year-old Jamie Perry. She pleaded guilty in Portage County Common Pleas Court to charges of corrupting another with drugs and trafficking in a fentanyl-related compound in February. Investigators said the Ravenna Eagles Club cooperated with the investigation and there was no evidence it was responsible for the June 2024 incident. EMS responded to the club on Cleveland Road for an unresponsive man. 4 other men and a woman were also treated. They all recovered. A Youngstown man will be sentenced July 11th for a two-vehicle collision that left one person dead. 32-year-old Brandon Kennedy pleaded guilty today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. Prosecutors are recommending 8 to 11 years in prison. The charges resulted from a November 2023 incident. Youngstown police said Kennedy drove through a stop sign at Juanita and Alameda Avenues and collided with a vehicle as it passed through the intersection. Kennedy's passenger, a 12-year-old boy, died in the wreck. Kennedy and the other driver were taken to a hospital with injuries. Police said speed was a factor. A man convicted in an animal cruelty case was also found guilty Tuesday of a probation violation. 45-year-old Randall Charlton of Warren was found guilty of the violation in Warren Municipal Court. It stemmed from a May 4th visit to Charlton's home, where 3 dogs were found in a pen. He pleaded guilty last month to 1 count of animal cruelty. Charlton was sentenced to 5 days in jail and 3 years probation. The sentence resulted from an emaciated dog previously found under a pile of garbage at a local trash facility. Efforts to modernize Kilcolly Center at Youngstown State University get another boost. A $1 million donation for the project has been made by Floor Shorty Navarro. YSU says the funds are in memory of his wife, Elba. The first phase of renovations began earlier this month, with completion expected in fall 2027. The patio will be named the Shorty and Elba Navarro Outdoor Patio. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.